Shalom Australia. It is nearly midnight in Israel, Saturday night. Israel is at war with Hamas. In an unprecedented surprise early morning attack yesterday, during the Shabbat and Festival of the Rejoicing of the Law, Hamas militants fired thousands of rockets and sent dozens of fighters into Israeli kibbutzim and towns near the Gaza Strip, killing at least 200 people and injuring more than 1,400. In an assault that has shocked Israelis with its scope and precision, Hamas gunmen managed to infiltrate as many as 22 locations around the Gaza Strip, including towns and other communities, some as far away as 24 kilometers from the Gaza border. In some places, including kibbutzim, they were roaming free for hours, gunning down civilians and soldiers until Israel's military mustered a response. Hamas fighters used explosives to break through the border fence enclosing Gaza, then crossed into Israel with motorcycles, pickup trucks, paragliders, and speedboats on the coast. One of the first sites infiltrated was an army base alongside Kibbutz Be'eri. Soldiers there spent 3.5 hours defending the base rather than being able to rescue the civilians in neighboring kibbutzim and towns who were also under attack. In the town of Ofakim, a pair of elderly citizens were killed in their home by a grenade thrown in. The fighting in the town continued well into the night. A major site of casualties was an outdoor rave party where dozens were gunned down. Survivors described how people begged for their lives but were shot in cold blood. In Sderot, a group of Hamas gunmen entered the town in an armored vehicle and shot at random at anyone they saw. They have held the police station in a siege for hours, and shooting from there continues, as this report has recorded. The army is trying to destroy the building completely, but has been slowed down by gunfire from inside and from the strength of the building, which was constructed to withstand rocket attacks. Casualties in the hospitals describe how citizens were running in panic from gunmen shooting at them. Well after nightfall, gun battles continue in a number of locations. Civilians are still contacting news media, including television and radio, from public shelters, saying that they have been under siege for 12 hours or more. They report still hearing Arabic spoken outside and say they are afraid to come out until the army rescues them. An unknown number of Israeli soldiers and civilians, including, according to reports, foreign workers and children snatched from cars, have also been taken captive and brought into Gaza. Rocket attacks on the center of Israel continue too. Residential buildings have been hit in Tel Aviv, Rehovot and Rishon LeZion. There have been no casualties in the centre. Even in Jerusalem, usually protected from rocket attacks due to the presence of Muslim holy sites here, at least six sirens were sounded during the morning, sending worshippers in synagogues into shelters during services. Asked by reporters how Hamas has managed to catch the army off guard, Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht, an Israeli army spokesman, replied, "That's a good question." Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza as a response, vowing to inflict an unprecedented price. A number of large buildings owned by Hamas have been destroyed. One of the considerations complicating the military response is the knowledge that there is a large group of kidnapped Israelis inside the Strip, possibly being used as human shields. At around 11 a.m., several hours after the infiltration, Prime Minister Netanyahu issued a statement which appeared to have been filmed at the IDF headquarters in Tel Aviv. He said, "Citizens of Israel, we are at war. Not an operation, not a round of fighting, at war. This morning, Hamas initiated a murderous surprise attack against the State of Israel and its citizens. We have been in this since the early morning hours. I have convened the heads of the defense establishment. I've given directives, first and foremost, to clear the affected urban areas of the terrorists who penetrated them. This is happening right now. In parallel, I'm initiating an extensive mobilization of the reserves to fight back on a scale and intensity that the enemy has so far not experienced. The enemy will pay an unprecedented price. I urge the public to follow strictly the directives of the military, the Home Front Command. We are at war and will win. 12 hours later, he spoke to the nation again, vowing to use all the power of the IDF to destroy Hamas's capabilities. He told Gaza's residents to get out now. Calling the day's event something that's never before been seen in Israel, he vowed to ensure it will never happen again. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who's under criticism for the failure to assess the danger from Hamas, also vowed that Israel will win this war. He said Hamas has made a grave mistake this morning and started a war against the state of Israel. IDF soldiers are fighting the enemy at all the infiltration sites. Leaders from around the world condemned Hamas and recognized Israel's right to defend herself. President Joe Biden of the United States gave his and his country's unequivocal support to Israel. France and Germany, among others, sent messages of support, as did Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong. A joint statement from Knesset opposition party heads gave full backing to the IDF and called on the international community to condemn the acts of terror. Opposition leader Yair Lapid of Yesh Atid, Hamachane HaMamlachti head Benny Gantz, Israel Beiteinu leader Avigdor Lieberman and Labour Party leader Merav Michaeli said, "In days like these, there is no opposition and no coalition in Israel. We are united in the face of terrorism and the need to strike with a strong and determined fist." Their statement called for retribution against Hamas and all terrorist organizations that cooperate with it. Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing a major political and strategic decision as to whether to form a national unity government of some sort, one which might exclude his extreme right-wing partners, in order for him to make balanced decisions on the national response and the extent of the attacks on Gaza. As sirens sounded across the south and into the centre of the country, the army, which is under severe criticism for its intelligence failure and slow response to help civilians under fire, issued a statement calming the population and telling citizens to stay in shelter for 10 minutes after a siren finishes. School has been cancelled today across the entire country as part of the emergency response. Organisers of the weekly protests against the government called on those who usually come to donate blood rather than demonstrate. They also asked for those with expertise in blood collection to volunteer for service. The Brothers and Sisters in Arms protest group, which had been urging reservists not to volunteer, urged all those who are needed to report for duty without hesitation. As major airlines have cancelled dozens of flights to Tel Aviv, President Yitzhak Herzog gave words of encouragement. "The State of Israel is at a difficult moment. I'm wishing much strength to the IDF, its commanders and fighters, and the entirety of the security and rescue forces. I wish to encourage and strengthen all in Israel who are under attack. I urge everyone to follow the instructions of the Home Front Command and demonstrate mutual solidarity and calm. Together we will triumph over those who wish us harm." This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.